Yes, just like the NHL, the CFL with their retro third jerseys.
Retro? See, I'm into that. We'll do that.
We'll talk about it when they get. They're going to wear them three times during the season. First time hasn't happened yet, so we'll keep you up to date.
All right. Well, thanks, Shane Foxman.
Thank you. We'll see you on TV.
Yes, you will. At what time are you on? 5 o'clock?
5:20, 5:45, 6:20. I'm on all the time. You never know. Just keep it on, and I'll just pop in and out of the show.
Shane TV.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. It is 4:47 here on the coast. I'm Lisa Christensen, your host. And as we heard earlier in the show today, Netflix is coming to Canada this fall. But instead of heading out to movie stores or video stores, you'll be able to get the movies at home. And for companies like Rogers and Shaw, who already offer on-demand services, things just got more competitive. To find out more, we're joined by tech blogger John Beeler. He joins me in the studio now. Hi, John.
Hello.
So tell me, what exactly, how do you describe what Netflix is to everyone?
Well, it's like having the world's biggest video store available to you anytime, anywhere. Just a click of a button and you can watch any movie you want or TV show.
And how significant is it that it's coming to Canada?
It's a pretty big deal because traditionally services like this haven't existed in Canada, mostly because of licensing issues. And, you know, the U.S. gets all the cool stuff first and they never bring it to Canada. So things like Xbox, for example, has the service built in, or you can add it to your Xbox, but it doesn't work in Canada. So we sort of get the shaft a little bit in that way. So having access to their library is going to be enormous.
I remember how excited I was when TiVo finally came here.
Exactly. And you can actually connect Netflix to your TiVo. So you can watch movies right on your TiVo from Netflix.
Now, how do Rogers and Shaw feel about this this thing happening?
Well, I would imagine they're a little concerned about having some more competition, especially with a brand that's so well known. A lot of Canadians know what Netflix is. They know what the service is that they provide, which started off as a CD distribution or a DVD distribution system where you would go onto their website, pick your movie, and it would get mailed to you via post, and then you'd mail it back. But now this is a streaming service where you don't have to do anything and you just click a button on your computer or, you know, any piece of hardware and you can watch a movie. It really directly competes with their video on demand services, which they charge quite a lot of money for.
It's kind of interesting that way because, as you said, you know, we as Canadians, we watch what's going on in the United States. So we've already got the brand. We already know what that is, even before we get an opportunity to get involved in it.
Exactly.
So I guess Netflix has that step up when they come here. Everyone wants to. What can we do here? We want this.
It's exactly like TiVo, like you said. I mean, it's people are aware of what it is, and quite often people refer to the Canadian DVD distribution systems that are already in place, like Zip.ca, as Netflix or Netflix Lite. It's almost taking on that terminology.
Now, one of the problems, though, is can all of our computers support this kind of, you know, program here?
It should. I mean, you can watch YouTube on just about everything nowadays, too, and it's really not that different than watching a YouTube video from a technology basis. Pretty much all of the major video game consoles support this now. iPads, the iPhone is rumored to have an app, as well as BlackBerries and Android devices. So pretty much any electronic toy you have in your house can watch movies, either YouTube or presumably, if Netflix allows it, in Canada as well.
So computers work, but can our internet connection support it?
I can't see why they couldn't. I think compared to the States, we probably have a much more robust network because we have less users than the U.S. It's what companies like Shaw and Rogers do to this new set of traffic that's coming down the line. Because right now, a lot of people, you know, they stream YouTube and stuff like that, and it's relatively small. But when you start watching a lot of movies, especially if they're in HD, that takes up a lot of bandwidth. So people might find that they're starting to hit the upper realms of their bandwidth allocation with their internet service providers.
So do you think it'll be good ultimately for consumers?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's competition.
What about, though, if you own a video store?
Well, you might want to be looking at selling it soon. Definitely, there's still going to be a market for people that want to get something, especially the niche video stores that get the really esoteric videos and things like that you just can't get. And without knowing what Netflix plans are yet as far as what their libraries can contain, there's a good chance that there's still going to be a spot for some of those smaller independents.
But do you see it going very similar to the record store in that, because obviously the reason to me to get a Netflix would be that, you know, the bigger companies that have provided movies, I don't want to see those. I want something a little more foreign or abstract or something. And this is what Netflix can provide, right?
Absolutely. And the fact is that because it's streaming, you're not actually waiting for a DVD to physically come in the mail. They have a much greater opportunity to get you that strange thing because they just need one copy of it on their server somewhere, presumably in the States.
It always seems to me that technology is just trying to find a way to keep you in your house. Have you had that observation ever?
Well, things like the iPad and other things like that let you get out of the house and still have all those same creature comforts as at home. So, and lots of people use their laptops on the go as well. And, you know, sitting at the airport waiting for, you know, your flight in 2 hours, why not watch a movie over Netflix?
And will you sign up for this?
I had a discussion with my wife about this morning. She doesn't want another subscription. I do because I don't watch a lot of TV, and I'd rather give up the TiVo subscription for the Netflix subscription.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming in. John Beeler is a tech blogger here in Vancouver. Now, are you excited about Netflix at home expansion into Canada? Will you subscribe over other on-demand services? Call our talkback line and let us know your opinion, 604-662-6979. Jenna, how are things in traffic?
There's a new accident. I mentioned before that the accident eastbound Highway 1 on Johnson Hill had been cleared up. There's a new one there now, pretty much the same spot. So that's, again, tying up traffic eastbound on Highway 1. A couple of accidents in Burnaby. There's one in the Metrotown area, westbound Dover at Nelson, and one westbound Marine Way, or eastbound Marine Way, east of Boundary at Greenall. Accident in Vancouver, westbound Marine Drive at Elliott. That's blocking at least a couple.